For a long time, many in the suburbs associated heroin and other hard drugs with cities and urban areas. State Senator Patrick Gallivan says it's just not true. There's a problem across his district, wealthy suburbs to rural farm areas. Gallivan traces some of the problem to an attempt to deal with the problem of misused prescription drugs, the I-STOP program.
The unintended consequence is now that there's not as much prescription drug, not as many prescription drugs available on the streets, due to the I-STOP legislation, has driven people to heroin. And now heroin is cheaper than ever. There's more of it than ever. It's deadly when they're mixing it with fentanyl and other things. And we really do have an epidemic.
Gallivan says he's familiar with drug problems because of his years as a state trooper and Erie County Sheriff. Assemblyman David DiPietro represents a district based on East Aurora, fairly affluent and with good schools. The assemblyman says heroin isn't just a problem for cops and school district administrators to talk about. It's a problem for parents, and it's a problem for families, and can hit close to home.
I have a nephew who a bunch of years ago was addicted, got off it, but I have another nephew right now who can't. And we worry that he's not going to be around here very shortly. It's a horrible thing. It breaks up families. It causes so much heartache, and it's got to stop. We've got to find a way to combat it.
People who deal with the problem or have families with problem members say the extent of the addiction picture is a little obscured because of code words and practices. They mention deaths of teens reported dying unexpectedly or without a cause being mentioned, and say that's when a family doesn't want to explain why some nice kid from a good family with good grades overdosed on drugs. In the first 10 months of last year, there were 188 fatal heroin overdoses across Erie County. Those at the meeting in Amherst were told there isn't enough treatment available here or across the state. Legislators say that's where Albany's fiscal resources can help. State Senator Mike Ranzenhofer sits on a statewide heroin and opioids task force.
A lot of people think that this is just a problem in the city, but we heard from people from Amherst to Batavia, you know, middle class, hardworking families that had their lives torn open and torn apart by a loved one that couldn't get the help they needed, that became addicted. It's just a terrible tragedy for our community, and we need to stay focused on that issue.
Assemblyman Ray Walter represents Amherst and another part of the state's mosaic, its parents.
A 14-year-old son, it scares me to death to think that this is something that's affecting him and people in his school and in high school, in a community where you wouldn't normally think that would happen, but it is happening, and we need to shine a light on it and fix it.
All of the state legislators say this year there has to be an effort to push back hard against heroin and opioids and provide the long-term help many need to break the habit. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.